Blog Talk Radio.
Let's see, I should have plugged it in before. Oops. Just a bit talking. This can pick up a lot of stuff. I hope too many people don't be on me. Yeah, my song read or nothing.
All our trespasses.
apologize. My laptop is not charged, so as soon as I begin to talk, of course, the laptop is going dead. We give God glory. I pray that the will come back in. Today is Friday, October 25th, 2024. As always, every time around the time in November day, time by so fast, the interview by so fast. But we thank you for calling in. Thank you for those who stayed on the line until they got the network back up. God bless you. And so I am your host, LaShawn. Your host, LaShawn from Texas. And thank you for joining us tonight. God bless you. I pray that you've been having a prosperous week. I pray the peace of God have been with you. And if you need peace, I declare and decree it over you. So, Father God, we thank you for this day, Father God. Father God, this is your radio. You have your way. Holy Spirit be released upon this line. I ask that you cover those, Father God. Father, you already know what's on people's heart. You already know what they've been seeking you for this week. And so, Father God, I'm just your vessel. I'm just your mouthpiece. You take over. You don't even have to ask, can you take over? You have you can come in at any time and take over. Take over this radio. Blog Talk belongs to you. You take over, Father God. I'm your mouthpiece. You speak through me. And so, Father God, what is on your heart tonight? What are you saying? And so, Father God, give us deep revelation. Take us deep unto deep. Father God, I pray over our family. I pray for those traveling that they will have traveling grace, Father God. I pray over the protection in the airway. I pray for the protection over those truck driver, bus driver, Uber driver, Lyft driver, taxi, Father God, those who travel country to country, city to city, Father God, keep them protected, send them back home safe to their family. Father God, I thank you for protecting the young children. Father God, this weekend and next weekend, Father God, I thank you for protection. I ask that you release your spirit upon this nation. Release the spirit in this region. Father God, protect them, Father God. Father God, I just seen, when I say protect children, I just seen like some children getting sick. I see children getting sick. And this is something that they are going to eat. There's something they're going to eat. And Father God, I ask that you expose it. I ask that you expose the plan of the enemy. This is something that the children is going to eat. I don't know if this is at a party, but I see a group of kids getting sick. I see group of kids getting sick, and I see candy apple. I see group of kids getting sick, even through sweets candy. And so, Father God, we take authority over that right now. We rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask that you even take a dose of you innocent children. They don't even know no better. And so, Father God, I ask that you awaken. Let me great awaken. Even wake the parents up in the middle of the night. They will hear your voice so loud and clear that they shut down. I feel the kids going to like a party. This a neighborhood block. I don't know what this is. I see a group of kids getting sick over the children because the enemy is rapid. He's running rapid and he's walking around to but Father God can't give life. And I see life over these children, I see it is pushed by God. This question is some dude's trash, a big pet trash. You're here three sisters, big trash. And I remember come back home. God said, not him. Because I am one of the people I trust. I'm going to test the spirit. don't know anybody that know me, that know me. No, I didn't know nothing about this woman. I don't know who her mama, her daddy. People was telling me that her daddy was from Africa. Dubai people saying that, you know, y'all, I'm going to be honest, I didn't even know the woman's name. I'm serious. I didn't know her name. I didn't know her name. I did not know Kamala Harris because I don't watch TV like that. I don't look at the politics like that. I didn't know. But I know once I seen her and what I heard and what the Holy Spirit said, I would not back down for nobody. I'm going to stick to what I seen. And if that woman get into, that's the reason why you better seek God. You better seek God. You better seek God. You better seek him for discernment. You better seek him for some truth. When I think what I heard today, that this woman's face, I remember, y'all remember when I say the Holy Spirit say face coming out, face off. You're going to see people just face off. This woman had been having a lot of secret, a lot of lying, a lot of stuff. And see, this woman, she's not going to be a harem, being president. It's going to be too much for her. I see her having a nervous breakdown. I see them in violent close to her, consult her. She's running America. Everything is set up on this time. Everything's on time. How can they get America, a black woman, that she don't say she claim herself black? So, woman, told y'all this nation is gonna be dominated by women. Women is gonna try to dominate the nation. I won't be surprised if they don't have that. Y'all better wake up. That's out of order. That's not his order. That's not the order of God. I don't care what you say. Domination. No, they're out of order. And what I've seen today, there's a lot of things that this woman is tangled with. A lot of people that she's tangled with. That I've seen in his souls. She's a part of them. She's a part of the over. She's a part of them. Everything that is behind the veil, she is a part of it. Obama is a part of it. Very Obama, when God said it's a bomb the nation, she's a part of that. She's because they read Revelation. But have y'all got, before Revelation, this woman with the beast, have y'all got what? America has grace because if this woman gets in the White House, immediately America gonna fall. It ain't gonna happen a year or 2 years. It's gonna start right in the nerve. And I see people saying the Holy Spirit revealed to me the same thing they did in that election. They're doing it in this election. Same thing, they're going to do it in this election. And I heard people say, I should have waited. And some people are going to be disgusted about these things that's going to come up by her. And people are going to see her manifest, just like Joe Biden. This woman going to do the same thing. She's not going to be able to handle the call of a president. She's not going to be able to handle it at all. Y'all can go take it to God, see God on this. I'm not going to backpedal. I'm not going to bite my tongue. Okay. It's saying breaking up a lot. I wonder why it's breaking up. Is it the microphone? It's breaking up. Did you click in there? Cool. Okay, I need you. Okay, do my hair. Go down there and see if you're okay. pray that y'all can hear me pretty clear. Because my, my internet is very good. It's a strong, it's strong. I don't know if it was the microphone. But everything is strong. The internet have a strong signal, so let's see if people can hear me with the microphone. If you can hear me very clear now, let me know. So what I was saying, that this thing with this person is going to be, she's going to be exposed. I don't know. Do I sound choppy, choppy, choppy? I don't know. I put the microphone in, but I have a strong, everything is strong on my end. My internet is working very well. I don't know what to say, y'all. I don't know. Because the internet is fine. I don't know if it's the microphone. Oh, I hate to call in on my phone. You're not? Okay, so it must be that person's phone then. Okay, I had somebody to go and go into another room, and they not hearing the choppy. So it must be the person's phone. It must be the person phone. Because my internet, the signal is very strong. So, oh, okay. Thank you. So, you know, please seek God. And so before I got on the radio, because, you know, and I record the prayer. I record what the Holy Spirit was showing me concerning both Canada. I recorded this morning. And I'm telling you, before I even came on the radio, boom, there you go. Beyonce with Kamala Harris. There you go. See, my father told me that the real true prophet, the things that he revealed to them is going to manifest real quick. He said this woman is with wicked people that God said is they do things that are abomination in his eyesight, that he pukes them out of his mouth and makes him sick to the stomach. And this woman is involved with these people. And I guess in her, y'all can go look it up. Before I got on here, I was listening to my worship music, and then her going on social media, Beyonce. These people, I don't know about Beyonce. I don't know what to tell you. You better ask God for discernment when it comes down to her. You better ask him, what is she? What do she practice? When she said she take the blood and put it on the tampon and put it in the Bible, come on. And this is the person that this woman wants to endorse her. See, I'm gonna leave that alone. This is just gonna stick. Let me leave it alone. Because this is a little bit too much for some people. A woman talking about her period, what she do to the Bible. Come on. They telling on themselves. And it's going over some of your people's head. But I'm telling you what the Holy Spirit revealed to me today. This woman is going to be exposed. She are part of these people. She go to them parties. She's doing everything that God is not pleased with. And she's not fit to be a president. She's not fit to be a president. So y'all go see God before y'all go to them poll. And then here you go. Here go Texas. I'm telling you, I prayed this morning, got it on recording, and here you go. Texas is up under investigation. Didn't you not hear what the Spirit of Living God said? The same thing they did in the last election, they're going to do in this election. Here it go. Texas is up under investigation because so many people went to the polls early vote and didn't have no driver license and no license. So their administration is up under investigation, the Democrat. See, the Holy Spirit is bad. I'm not going to back up what he showed me. I don't care what nobody say. And the same thing they did in the last election, they're going to do in this election. And this thing is going to be the worst because they think they God. They've been doing it for so long. They think they can continue to get away with it. We've been doing this too long. That's their mindset. The stuff that they do. And so I don't want to get on. I don't want to get too far in there. You better seek God. You better pray. This praying time, this repentant time. You repent before you even go. Some of y'all might get mad at me. Some of y'all gonna get mad when I say this. No, you can start it. Go ahead. Quit slamming. Some of them gonna get mad at me. You better even see God if he even wants you to vote. I'm gonna say it again. Maybe I need to turn my face to the wall. You better see God to see if he even wants you to vote. Don't make me laugh, y'all. We got company tonight, too. You better see God and even ask him if he wants you to vote. Because one year when President Obama was in there, I heard, don't you go out and vote because it's already set up. You better see God. What are you saying? What are you saying about this nation? What are you saying about Cuba? What are you saying about Brazil? What are you saying about Africa? What are you saying about Canada? What are you saying about Texas? What are you saying about Georgia? What are you saying about Florida? You need to be asking God, what are you saying about my region, this state? What are you saying? What are you saying about Trump? What are you saying? What heaven? Because heaven know all things. What are you saying? You say this earth is your footstool. What are you saying? Not what they say. And this is what's wrong with a lot of nations. They put their trust more in man than putting their trust in God, and he's not pleased with it. He's not pleased with it at all. He's not pleased with it. Down on this nation, and it's going to come. He want to give us 4 more years of mercy and grace. And he also, I will give the people exactly what they want. I would give them exactly what they want. You better say, I'm telling you, I'm sounding the alarm. See, God, how do you want me to do? What is you saying? What is on your heart? I need to know. I need to know. Don't make a move until you know. Some of y'all need to wait because some things is free to get ready to come out. You need to wait. It's kind of funny because they spoke. I remember he told me a couple weeks ago he's putting a lying spirit in the bell prophet mouth, putting a lying spirit in the church, in the pastor. He's putting a lying spirit, and they exposing themselves. You have to know who God is and have a relationship with him to know who is who, whose side they on. Y'all don't see? Come on. Some of these people already been turned into a reprobate mind. Come on. He's not a wishy-washy God. He's not a lukewarm. He ain't duck of mine. Ain't nothing in heaven oppressing him. You say one thing, and then you got to go over here and clean it up. No. Mm-mm. Y'all better pay attention and pay attention very well and ask God when you see that, oops, that ain't right. Or you hear that, whoa. Y'all better listen to the sound of heaven. Incline your ears to his mouthpiece. You need to be inclining your ears to what God is saying in this hour. You need to be inclining your ear so you can hear the, my God. God, I felt that you need to hear the trumpet sound in this hour because they is about to blast. You need to incline your ears so you can hear the angels say, whoa, and come down with the sword. You need to incline your ears to heaven and so when you can hear the wind shifting. These are prayers that you should be praying. These, you watch me, you need to get on the tower and incline your ears to the voice of God. What is he saying in this hour? And you need to stand on the tower and sound the alarm because the watchman, it's time for you. The watchman, it's time to, for you to be on the tower because when the trumpet blasts, you need to blast too. When the trumpet blasts, you need to sound the trumpet. You need to sound the alarm. God is about to put the sword in some of your mouth. And when you speak, it's going to be fire. When you speak, things is going to break. When you speak, it's going to ricochet. Who am I talking to tonight? This is not for everybody. Fire God. You need to incline your ears to what was what heaven is saying. Listen, this is the time that we need to repent. I feel sorry for those that blaspheme the Holy Spirit. I feel sorry for those that have been mocking God. I feel sorry for those that have been judging one of his chosen ones. They need to repent. How is he going to heal the land if you don't repent and turn from your wicked ways? How is he going to heal us and we still doing things that he wants us in Deuteronomy 28? He say, I'm connected to you or I'm going to curse you. Everything that's connected with you. Well, Prophet LaShawn, that's the old days. The devil is a lie because it is written and forever is written. His law, his liberty stands forever. Who don't understand that tonight? Come on. We got somebody. Okay, let me look. Can I help you out tonight? You don't know about what's the one man name? Help me out. The one with the N in the Bible. I can always get his name mixed up. Noah? Not Noah. Nebuchadnezzar. Y'all know who I'm talking about. Look him up. I seen when the Holy Spirit showed me that some of these leaders going to be like him on the ground, like a wild beast eating the grass. Come on. Have we not read about some of these kings who God put in charge, but they went another direction? They were charged, just like they were charged over their nation in the region in the Bible. Nebuchadnezzar, Saul, David. Cyrus, they was king. Jehoshaphat, they was king. You don't know about Jehoshaphat? I remember one day I was in my kitchen. I heard the Holy Spirit say, Jehoshaphat. That's why it's so important that you better watch who you are connected to. It will cost you your life. And when the Holy Spirit spoke to me by Jehoshaphat, who was Jehoshaphat hanging around with? He was hanging around Ahab. Ahab's family had a curse upon them. Ahab and Jezebel. Well, Ahab tried to set up Jehoshaphat to get killed when the mark was on his head. He said, you know, you go dress as the king. I'm going to put on some regular clothes because they had an order. A target was on his head. Kill the king because Ahab was a king. Kill the king. You see what Ahab did? No, Jehoshaphat, you go dress as the king. And I'm going to dress in some regular old clothes. I'm going to be on the detective. God said, who can we send? I want to send a lion spirit. And I will be the lion spirit. And he put the lion. Y'all, do y'all not catch this? Y'all not catching this? How is God going to put a lion spirit in a lion prophet mouth? Why? Because Ahab thought he was God. Ahab and Jezebel thought they can do whatever they want to do because she was killing the prophet. They ran from her. Oh, I don't like that prophet because he always prophesied harsh. Lock him up because when I come back, I'm going to show him that whatever he said, I'm still here. How you going to do it, God? Well, let's put the lion spirit in the bells, in the bell prophet mouth. To tell him, go on, don't go to war. Ain't nothing going to happen to you. Lie. When the real prophet already told him, you're going to die when you go to that war. I'm paraphrasing. Well, just to make sure, because in the back of his mind, he already knew. Well, Jehoshaphat, you go as a king, and I'm going to dress down. I ain't going to dress like a king. When Jehoshaphat went, why was Jehoshaphat with Ahab? It almost took him out, but the mercy of God, the hand of God saved Jehoshaphat, and he learned from that. They went. They draw at Jehoshaphat, get ready to kill him until they knew who he was. Jehoshaphat almost lost his life because he was with the wrong person. This soldier just playing with his bow and arrow. He just let it go and hit Ahab right in his chest. He was not trying to hit him. He was playing with it. And the bow went right towards him. When God gives a word and he said, this is what's going to happen, I don't care because Ahab thought, oh, I am God. I have masseuse sayer. I have the magician. I have the wizard. I have the prophet that idolatry. I have this, so nothing ain't going to happen to me. That's what they doing now, the wicked people. He thought he was going home, and he thought he was going to rub it up in the real prophet's face. The man was just playing with his bow and arrow. It went out and struck him right in his chest. Oh, y'all better go back and read that Bible verse right there. That's what these people are doing today. Ain't nothing going to happen to us. Your God is not real. We didn't mark him. We didn't did the Lord separate. Same woman that's on this, whatever you call this today, with this woman that people are looking at because the skin color. She was with the Olympic. You know what they did at the Olympic? I didn't even look at it, but it's all on TikTok on the news. How they did the Lord separate, marking God. Who was there? Y'all better wake up. You better go see God. Wait a minute. Something ain't right. There's too many wicked people. They have an abortion right outside her campaign. Abortion. They doing abortion right outside her campaign. Y'all better wake up. Y'all better wake up. I told you women going to dominate this nation. And that's not the will of God. That's not his will. Y'all better wake up. Y'all better seek God like you never seek before. Well, I ain't going to that voting booth until you speak to me. What are you saying? I want you to have mercy on this nation. Have mercy on this nation. Father God, forgive us. What do you need us to do? No, Father God. We need your grace. We need your grace. And wherever the spirit of the living God is, there is liberty, there is freedom. If the spirit of the living God is not in the right house, America is not going to have freedom and liberty. I hate to be the bearer of bad news. If the spirit of the living God is not in that white house, if they don't dedicate that white house as a house of prayer, if they don't dedicate that house as that white house as a house of worship, the white house is going to come crumbling down. God is going to diminish the white house. And that I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I ain't gonna back it up. I'm gonna stand on the word. I'm gonna stand on the word. The freedom of God. Your children will be in trouble. Your marriage, you better hear what the spirit of the living God is saying. Your marriage gonna be in trouble. Your children are going to be in trouble. America is going to come crashing down, and it's going to happen sooner. Take heed to what the real prophet is saying. Do they want him up, Donald Trump up in there? No, they do not. They don't want that man. They're going to try that man. They don't want him in there. They hate him. They hate him. They hate him. They don't want him in there. Why they hate so much? And for you, let me talk to you. For you, because I didn't hear too many people saying, they ain't killed him yet. You mean they shot him at that many, shot him at that many times, and they ain't hit him yet. They still alive. You better watch what your mouth say. You better watch what come out your mouth will backfire on you. I don't care if we don't, I don't care if they wicked. And I'm telling you, there are some wicked people that the Holy Spirit showed me that made me sick to my stomach. And the only thing I could say, Lord, they so wicked. They just so wicked. But I know the love of God will give them a chance to repent and turn from their wicked way. And you're going to know the ones that God and I already turned into a reprobate mind. There you, is no need to pray for them. But God, grace and mercy go a long way, and he wants them to repent. He the judge. We can't judge them. God has the ability to chastise us. He does that. We don't say certain things. Let God do it all. Let him do it all. And when he show prophets some things, yes, he will. He will show them some things because he know who to trust. He will send out warning. He will send it out. Oh, God don't speak like that. Well, I think it's in Kings, 2 Kings the king. Remember the king had the two sons and they were bringing all that mess in the temple, prostitution and all that. And it got back to their father. That was his sons. And he confronted them, but he didn't correct them and told them, get it out of here. Don't bring it back. And you know, you can't be doing that. You know, I'm paraphrasing it. Well, newsflash. You better hear what the Spirit of Living God is saying and go seek it for yourself. Well, when the prophet came to the king, come on, before Samuel came up on the scene, come on, the king, the prophet told him, you going to die and your son's going to die. And this how you going to die and that's how your son's going to die. You think he, come on, y'all, are we reading our Bible? It's throughout the Bible that he's some prophet. Who was that? Elijah that wrote the letter to the king? You didn't do what your dad did, Jehoshaphat. And since you didn't do it, a sickness in your stomach is going to take you out. What book of rereading? You don't think Elijah wrote the letter. He wrote a letter, prophesied. And told him what's going to happen to him. That's what amazes me about people. That ain't a God. God don't speak like that. Who told you that? Because when I read the book, I'm like, oh, God, Jesus, Lord. My God, he wrote a letter. He wrote a letter to him. I want to see if I can pull it up. I read this. And you think God don't speak to the people, that he speak to the one that's going to be bold and ain't going to be afraid to tell people nothing. Can you look that up for me? Elijah wrote the letter to the king about him dying with a stomach. I think it was a stomach infection. It's in the Bible. I think it's in Kings or 2 Kings. He wrote a letter. So God do speak to people like that. You know, he don't speak to everybody like that, but he will. He will. So be careful what you say. Wherever the Spirit of the Living God is, it's freedom. It's liberty. It's liberty with your mind. It's liberty with your household, with your son and daughter, with your children, with your parents, Wherever the spirit of the living God is, that's his word, there is liberty, there is freedom. Freedom reign in this place. Freedom. If you just taste freedom, if you just taste liberty, because there is freedom with your Heavenly Father. You will no longer be in captivity. Let me see, probably so. Let's see, probably Elijah wrote a letter. Okay, yes. How you say his name?
Jehoram.
Well, it's in 2 Chronicles 21 and 12 when Elijah wrote a letter to Jehoram. And this was Jehoshaphat's son. And he told him in the letter what was going to happen to him. He told him what's going to happen. Go read it. He told him what was going to happen to his children, what's going to happen to him and his belongings, and how God was going to do it. It said, now listen, it said that you will have a bad disease. You will have a terrible pain in your stomach that become worse and worse. Finally, your inside part will come out of your body. Is that what it say? Mm-hmm. Okay. Why are you going to get mad at the prophets that talk to you? This is what the Lord say. Because you're walking in disobedience. Why would you get mad that it's dangerous to do? We keep saying he the same God yesterday and today and forever. You think he won't do it? You think he won't give you a harsh word when you keep being a disobedient, when you keep playing with wickedness? You think he won't do it? Go read it for yourself. 2 Chronicles 21 and 12. Go read it for yourself. When I read that, I said, oh, my God, Elijah, he wrote a letter to him, a letter. Come on, a letter. It's not going to happen. Do you not know your courage? Oh, my God, do you not know? That's why we got to pray for the curse. The curse that been placed on our family, our mom and dad, we got to pray against it, that it won't hit us. So go read it for ourselves. I'm going to back things up with Bible so y'all won't be saying she's saying anything. No, you better go read it for yourself. Let me go back up the other thing I was telling you. Let me pull this one up so y'all can have that reference. Give me a second. Oh, Lord. Okay, I'm trying to see where that's at. These are things that I read, and I'm like, oh, my God. Okay, let's see. I'm going to have to go back and look. Okay, I know it's like Elijah promised already. Okay, yeah, I know it's in 2 Kings, 1 Kings, because I remember writing that down, because I'm like, oh, my God, because you allow your children to disrespect, you allow your children to bring these things in the temple. So as the word came back to the prophet, that God is going to take you and your son because you allowed it to go on. You allowed it to go on. And guess what? The king didn't even say, he said, I did it. He said, he didn't even try to fight it. He said, I did it. Lord, I did. I allowed my son them to bring these prostitutes. allow my son them to turn this into one of them, whatever you want to call it. He owned up to his fault, and he knew that he was going to lose his life because he allowed it to happen. He allowed his son to do that. And so he didn't try to fight, I rebuke you, that's a lie. You know you what you did. You know what you did. He didn't fight it. Yes, Lord, I did it. Yes, Lord, I have sinned. I allowed this to happen. Yes. He admit his fault. He didn't try to fight against it. We pray, pray. I'm telling y'all, go into the fast and prayer. And for those, listen to the voice of God, because God's going to give some of us very instruction to teach you instruction in this hour. You need to go down on the fasting and prayer, because God's going to give some instruction what exactly to do in the next coming days. The next coming days is going to be very crucial. And so some of you that operate in the prophetic and you're intercessor, so you need to rise up. You need to rise up in this hour and begin to intercede and cover. I remember the Holy Spirit told me pray for covering. Pray. This was in July. Start praying for covering, that people will cover the true mouthpiece of God. We need to start praying for covering for over the remnant, and praying for covering over the leaders. We need true cover. What is a covering? Covering is covering them in prayer, covering them standing on the wall, praying for them, interceding for them and their family. It's much needed in this hour to pray for the intercessor to rise, to stay on the post. Some of you are going to travail in this hour. You're going to travail. Some of you are going to have a, I'm going to say this, listen. Some of you are going to a deep sorrow. That's what I heard. Some of you are going to go in a deep sorrow. What is a sorrow? A weeping. You're going to weep all the time in your intercessor prayer. Reason why you are going to weep, because you're weeping for the soul. You're weeping for what's coming up on this nation, the darkness. You're weeping. And so there's going to be a great travailing, a great sorrow. When I say sorrow, I mean a weeping, a deep weeping, a crying. You're going to be crying while you... It's nothing going to come out, but you're going to be crying and crying and crying, and that's what you're going to be pouring out. Do you not know that cry can change? Oh, come on, somebody better catch this. Do you know that weeping can change the hand of God? Do you not know that weeping will change the hand of time? Oh, somebody better catch it. You better catch it and write this down. That weeping is a certain type of weeping. It's a certain type of cry, because there are angels in heaven that is crying too. There are things that's in heaven that is unexplainable. So when you begin to weep, I'm talking about those that's going to be shedding, that's going to be a sorrow. You're going to feel the sorrow of the world. You're going to feel to weep. There's nothing wrong with you. That's your season, and that is your heart posture. So get ready. It's going to be a weeping, and that weeping is going to change the hand of time. That weeping is going to change. God is going to move. You don't know. It's saying when the Holy Spirit is the greatest intercessor. See, when you go joint and when you are knitted to Christ, you don't know what to pray. But then the Holy Spirit is Christ, the Holy Spirit, who we connected to Christ. We are joint heirs to him. He knows. You think you're supposed to be praying for your family, but you might need to be praying for Cuba. You think you need to pray for your leader, but you might need to be praying for Africa. Who am I talking to? Only the Holy Spirit knows. And so during this travailing, during this weeping, there's going to be a cry that you're going to be crying for someone, a nation, a child. You're not going to know, but the Holy Spirit is going to know. And it's going to shift. It's going to get things back in line. And it's going to get things in order. Somebody's son is going to be saved. through your weeping. Somebody's daughter is going to be saved through your weeping. You better hear what the Spirit of living God is saying. Somebody is going to be set free from strongholds. Who am I? My God, my God, my God, that just broke. I don't know who been dealing with this, but it just broke up off of you. It just released your family member. Your weeping, your weeping, your travailing is going to set the captives free. You don't need to know what you're crying about. Only God know. The Holy Spirit know. So embrace it. Let the Holy Spirit have this way, because the weeping, even the weeping prophet like Jeremiah, come on, who am I talking to? Come on, the weeping. Y'all might as well get ready. Let us go ahead and take callers. Let us take callers. I'm telling you, I don't know. Holy Spirit, I'm telling you. Come on, Holy Spirit. Move like fire. And let me tell you something. I remember the Holy Spirit revealed to me that he's going to put the fire in people's eyes. Not only the fire. Remember Elijah called down fire. Fire is going to come down during prayer. Fire is coming down. Y'all better receive this. Fire is going to come down. Fire is going to shoot out people's mouth. Fire. People going to walk in the room. They would not be afraid of them. Just like Moses, God used his staff. Throw it down. He threw the staff down. Even afraid Moses took out running, but Moses knew the anointing was in that staff. Even when Moses went to Pharaoh and Pharaoh snakes, you know, Moses threw his rod down. His staff now, it turned into the snake. And here go them wizards and musicians. We can do that. They ain't nothing. They threw theirs down. And theirs went into a snake. But what did Moses' staff do? What did his staff do? It ate up every snake. It ate it up. It ate it up. Y'all better hear. Some of you are going to carry that staff. Some of you are going to carry that fire anointing. I don't care if you in the presence of the musician, the warlocks and witches, the fire that you're going to call down. What happened to the Baal prophet? When Elisha began to pray and began to call the fire from heaven, them Baal prophet, they got so frustrated at themselves, they start cutting on themselves. They call all their gods. God help us. They're God. That God is not the creator. And we see it in Elijah. Then God gave Elijah the okay to kill him. Kill every last one of them. Come on. One. He ain't we won by himself. Let me tell you something. God got those people that's not afraid to go into warfare. And see, some people tell me, why would you want to pray like this? Okay, you stay over there, I'm going to stay over here. You come over here, I ain't messing with you. What you going to come over here? There are people that can tear down some things with prayer. You stay over there, you want to be a witchy-witchy, be witch, stay over there. What you come over here messing with me? You better know how to pray in this hour. You better quit playing with the enemy in this hour. You better quit going Scott hot, whatever you call that in this hour. You stay over there, I'm going to stay over here. You better stop. You better take it by force and stop praying. This ain't time to play. When they know you serious and you about your father's business, no, I'm going to go on prayer. When I go tell my father on you, he's going to take care of it. I know when I go into prayer, it's going to shut things down. And some people know that you have that authority. Some of you have the keys to the kingdom to bind and loose. You better walk in your authority. You better tell the enemy it have been eviction notice. God bless you. I pray that this word have been food to your soul. Let's go ahead and move to the call. God asks that you fill me up. Cover me, Father God. Release these angels. Come on, Holy Spirit. Man, I just seen something flew by my eyes. As soon as I say release the angel, I seen something flew by my eyes. Come Come on, Holy Spirit, have your way. Continue to speak to your people. 828-442, Message calling, what's
calling? Hey, it's Jennifer from North Carolina.
Hi, Jennifer, how you doing?
Hi. I've been better, but God is good.
Oh, okay, that's great, that's great. Do you have a special prayer request?
Oh my goodness. As the Holy Spirit leads, peace just for strength.
Okay.
For my eyes, for him to continue to show me truth. He's been doing a lot of that.
Okay. Is there something that you are seeking him for in this season?
Oh, my goodness. Breakthrough.
What is one thing you really want the Father to do for you?
Oh.
And before you answer that, I really want you to think on that. What is one thing that you would like for the Father to say yes to you in this season? And this is a very important question. And I would like for you to, eat before you speak, to really, really think. Just one thing.
That's pretty easy.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it's an increase of his spirit, like the fullness of his spirit and the fire that you're talking about.
So, I just, you know, as I humble myself, I ask my Heavenly Father if there is anything in me that he's not pleased with, and I repent for anything, any sin, knowingly and unknowingly. Father God, your daughter has made her request known. She just wants that encounter with you. Father God, I ask that you show up. Do it tonight. Do it quickly.
Yes.
Show up, Father God. I ask that you show her in the errors in her life. Begin to reveal it, Father God. And so, Father God, that fire that she requesting, that fire she thirsts more for, let it begin tonight. The fire of God will saturate her home, saturate her mind in the name of Jesus, that she will not be that toss back and forth. But, Father God, just like you was in a boat, you already know the storm was coming, and you were so much at peace, Father God. And when the storm was coming, the water was filling the boat, the disciple was so afraid, even though they seen you do miracles. They seen you before they entered in this boat, in this storm. But just that water, the big waters and waves and the wind, they was frightened. And they came and woke you up out your sleep and said, do you even care about us? And you just got up so peaceful and say, peace be still. You spoke into the wind. You spoke to the storm, Father God. And if you spoke to the storm then, you'll speak to the storm now. And so, Father God, even you saying, you know, what you asked them, where's your faith? Where's your faith at? Even they was just so afraid, like, what type of manner is this that he speaks to the storm and tell the storm to be still? And so what I'm saying to you, Jennifer, whatever you ask God, you go to God and tell him, do you not see me drowning? Do you not see the storm that the waves is overtaking me? Do you not see this? Sometimes it's okay to tell him that. And I want more of you. What is blocking me from getting more of you? It's okay. He wants us to come to him like that. He wants us to be straight forward with him. Okay, Lord, I messed up. I know I keep doing this. I know I keep going backwards. I know I keep going turning around. But, Lord, help me. If you just help me, tell him something that you ain't never told him. That's why I say, what do you really want him to do for you? What do you really want that you will see him say yes, that you will see him turning around as of tonight, that it will be a turned around in 24 hours? Ask him in these things and believe it. Believe it. And so, Father God, I just ask that you give him more encounter. Father God, give her that assurance. Give it to her, Father God. Give it to her. Give
Thank
it to her,
God.
Father God. Just give it to her.
Thank
Let
you.
Me ask you something. Have you been doing any ministry lately?
Lately, I've been getting more ministered to because, that hurricane hit and
mm-hmm.
I've been displaced, so it feels like I'm the one that's been getting ministered to more lately.
Mm-hmm.
I've tried to minister to a few people.
I'm glad you said that you were displaced. I'm glad you said that. This I now understand why he asked that question, wants me to direct ask you that question. What do you want him to do for you? That
mm-hmm.
you need a yes. That's why I say be careful. Not be careful, but think about it. Think about it. What do you really want?
Well, he's been having me think about that a lot lately, and
And so I'm gonna share a testimony. Y'all know I don't always want to talk about my testimony, but sometime I got to share.
Amen.
Ask him for you what you really want, Jennifer. I told the Lord that I need a place to stay. And it was an emergency. It was this month. I needed a place to stay. Lord, I don't want to go to no hotel. I need my own place. I need you to help me. I need you. That's what I told him. I went to him, and I was being straight up with him. I need you to help me, Lord. I need you to do a miracle. I need my own place. Jennifer, I'm going to tell you something. And this for everybody, listen. I was waiting to share this testimony. I was waiting. But I guess I'll go ahead and share it tonight. This month right here, beginning of the month, I did 2 applications to get an apartment. Things have changed so much of getting an apartment. Just an apartment is high.
Mm-hmm.
I stepped out on faith. I didn't look at the price of the apartment. I say, Lord, I need my own place. I need my own place. You know what you require of me. I need my own place. I don't want to go stay with my son. I need you to help me. I went to 2 places. They denied me. The first one denied me in 1 week. It was like at the end of September. The other one denied me at the beginning of October. When I got the second denial, I sat at the table, and I said, okay, I had a peace, though. I said, okay, Lord, I guess neither one of them wasn't it. But I remember praying over those applications, and my hand landed on the apartment that denied me, the first one. And then it started messing with me. Lord, I said, which one of the apartment you want me to have? I'm just going to mess it up. And wherever my hand lay at, that's what I'm going to apply. My hand landed on that apartment. And I said, okay, this is it. I mean, my hand, anointing came in my hand. And I got denied. This is for somebody on here. Don't you give up. Don't you give up. And then it started messing with me. Lord, I know how the Holy Spirit, I know the anointing. How the anointing used me. I laid my hand, and my hand was like, oh, my God, the anointing came so strong in my hand. And I stepped out on faith, and I went and applied for that apartment and got denied. Went to the next apartment, got denied. And I sat at that table and I said, well, Lord, what's the next step? Let us keep going. What's the next step? As soon, because the crazy thing about the second appointment, they denied me for a silly reason. And I called to try to talk to the manager. And, of course, the manager never got back with me. So I said, okay, Lord, neither one of them was the one. So let us keep moving. 20 minutes later, after I said that, they called me back and said, you are approved. Who am I talking to tonight? It wasn't even 30 minutes later, approved. Then not only that, the next day, the first appointment called me back. You know what was on your credit? Wasn't on your credit no more, so we can go forward with the application. Did y'all not hear? Two denied come back in 24 hours. God's going to change that denied to approval. And I kept hearing, before that, I kept hearing the song, God turning around. He's turning around. I kept hearing that song. I kept hearing it. And I kept hearing it, that God's going to turn it around. And he did that. God did that. He did that. To deny. And not only that, I say, Lord, now what I'm going to do? I know I want someone wrong with me. I knew what I felt when I laid my hands on that. Don't you second guess God. Don't you second guess what he's telling you. And so I say, okay, now, Lord, which one you want me to move in? Because both of them saying, so I went to the apartment that denied me the first. Okay, the second apartment had a special. You got a month free rent. Okay, that sounds good. I didn't have to pay for an application fee. I didn't have to pay for the administration fee. I didn't have to pay for a deposit. Oh, somebody finna get a miracle tonight through this testimony. You better reach up there and grab it. I didn't have to pay none of that. So here I go going to the first apartment and say, what can y'all offer? And she said, we don't have nothing to offer. She said, what kind of deal you getting? And I told her, she said, you know what? I ain't even mad at you. You better go with that deal. You do what you need to do. And so a month out free, don't have to pay for a deposit. Because they waived the deposit. The deposit was $400. Didn't have to pay for the deposit. Didn't have to pay for the application fee, the administration fee. And then get a month out. And then so when I went up there, they said, well, they're going to take the month out and spread it over 2 months. That means you're going to pay $600-something for 2 months. But when I went there, they said, oh, you know, you're moving in October, so you have to pay the full amount rent. But online, they said I had to pay the full amount rent. But when I went online to try to pay it, it said negative $643 rent, zero. Went up in the office and said, wait a minute. They said, your rent paid. Wait a minute. And then she said, wait a minute. I'm looking at the wrong count. She said, no, I paid $1,200. I said, no, online say negative $643, zero. They said, oh, we know what happened because, you know, you get the zero out for your first month rent, but we going to spread it over 2 months rent. I said, well, I don't know what to tell you. I guess I won't be moving into that. She said, no. Just give us $600-something. We're going to give it out this month and next month. Who am I talking to? Talking in the beating. What do you want God to do for you? What is it that you really want him to do? What is it that you want him to do tonight? What is it that you need in the next 24 hours? What is it that you need in the next 72 hours? Be bold and tell him and have faith to believe it. Oh, there will be no backlash over this testimony. This is going to help somebody out and somebody going to get a miracle.
Well,
you tell him what you want.
That's no coincidence. That's been my prayer for about 4 years. My own place. So that's blessed me. But I want to add to that because I had a similar thing happen last month where I put in an application for WIC. I needed money for my groceries to continue. And I got the denial letter in the mail. It said I had been denied. And then right before the hurricane hit, the Lord told me to go into my account. And I did. I believed for a miracle that he would deposit money in there. And lo and behold, I have been getting money for my groceries, even with the letter that said I was denied.
Mm-hmm.
Very similar story to yours, so I hope that encourages others as well. Because what somebody else denies with God, it's a, you know, someone says no, it's a yes.
Yes.
With God, when you have his blessing and favor.
Amen. So you go into your secret. You might not say it on here, but go into your secret and tell God what you really want. And I speak the favor of God that it will happen. It will happen. If you desire your own place, let it be so. Believe it. Step out on faith. Spike what it looked like. You go. I'm telling you, go.
I will. I absolutely will.
God bless you.
God bless you. I needed that encouragement tonight.
Oh, we give God the glory. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you, Father. Thank you for sharing that.
You're welcome.
That was for me. For
God,
sure.
I pray.
One of probably many that needed to hear that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. Don't give up. Ask him. Trust him. Ask him. He'll do it. I'm a living testimony. He'll do it. God bless you.
Yes.
You have a blessed
God bless
weekend.
You. Thank you.
You're welcome. Getting you. He'll turn it around. He'll turn it around real quick. 504-282-MANCY-COLLIN-RAY-COLLIN-4.
Hello, it's Nicole from Louisiana.
Hey, Nicole, how you doing?
Hi.
Oh, that's the baby.
Yeah, that's her.
Aww. Well, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I've just been, you know, working a lot, trying to prepare to get my license and everything, but I've been doing really well. I've been blessed.
Okay. Did you have a prayer request?
Yes, just, you know, asking for the Lord's guidance in this season that I'm coming into with, you know, finishing and get my license and, you know, figuring out where what he wants me to do next, or if he wants me to move.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know I definitely want his guidance in these
mm-hmm.
next steps. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, Father God, we thank you. Father God, we thank you for God. God been guiding you. So we thank you for the guidance. But you know what? I just pray the spirit of comfort and comforting over you that will be with you in this next season, that you will have confidence in yourself, that you will have confidence in what God is doing, that you will have confidence without, you know, anything, that confidence, that boldness, in that comfort, that, okay, I'm comfortable with what God is saying. I'm comfortable. I'm coming out my comfort zone and getting the comfort of the Holy Spirit, the true Holy Spirit. And so I speak that will be with you, the comfort of the Holy Spirit, the true Holy Spirit, the comfort of the Lord, that you would get in that place of comfort, that you can just talk to him about anything and trust him, that he's going to do what he say he's going to do. He's going to do what he say he's going to do. And so we speak that. I speak that over you in Jesus' name, the comfort. And so, Father God, that we ask that you continue to help her, continue to guide her, continue to keep shaping and molding her into that fearfully and wonderful maid, a person that you have been molding her into. And so, Father God, I thank you for the provision. I thank you for creative ideas. I thank you for the creative ideas. Even, I don't know, do you have your own business?
No, not yet. I do want to own my own business. That's something that's been on my heart for a while.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I see creative idea, go for it. Don't shy from it, still go for it. The creative ideas. The creative ideas, God going to help you with that. Start, you know, writing it down and ask God to direct you what exactly he wants, how he wants you to do it, and how he wants you to connect, who he wants you to connect to.
Yeah. Okay.
And so don't put that on the back burner. Still, sometimes do a little bit at a time. He's going to order your step.
Mm-hmm.
And so we thank you, Father, for the created ideal. We thank you, Father, for the fashion. When I say fashion, your fashion with him. This is a different type of fashion. Do you like the dress?
Oh,
he's so cute. Is that
the... Sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Yeah. Is that a boy or girl?
It's a girl. Her name is Abigail. She just turned 4 in August, and she's very talkative and she's inquisitive and asking a lot of questions.
Oh, she said, "Who is that?"
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Abigail, how you doing?
Want to say hello? Don't be shy.
Oh, she's shy now.
Mm-hmm. She's just staring at the phone now.
Oh. Well, we give God glory for Abigail. But yes. So what I was asking you, do you dress? Are you a well-dressed person?
Yes, I love to dress, actually.
Yeah.
I recently started to get into, when I became a mom, I kind of like didn't really spend much time on my appearance, but then recently I recently started to dress up. I really enjoy picking out things and, you know, to wear and put together.
Do you like to dress other people, like help them with their wardrobe? Because I see fashion with you. I seen that fashion with you. And so I don't know if that's what your business, you want to get into that business, but I did hear the word fashion, that you're very well-dressed and you love to see people dress and you love to help them out with their wardrobe.
Yes, I do.
And I'm going to tell you, some people, some ministry have their own personal fashion team too. Sometimes I pick up people, they come here to bring clothes, to dress people in fashion. They travel and they bring clothes, especially people in New York. I meet them all the time traveling here, and they in fashion. I met this girl, I think she came from China or something. And so, I see that. That's what I seen and I heard fashion. And so that creative idea of fashion. So if that's what you desire, just keep going. Just go. God's gonna do very well in that.
Okay. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. So, Father, you don't got nothing to worry about. Just keep trusting God and don't worry about nothing in this hour. Don't worry about nothing. Release it and give it to God. Don't worry about it. God got you and your family. God got y'all. It might not seem like it, but he does. Things gonna break through for you.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, thank you, Miss Lady, for calling in.
Thank you. Thank you for that word. It's really encouraging.
Oh, God bless you. Oh, God bless you. You have a blessed night.
You too.
Good night. Thank you. Good night. Seven 760-567.
Mrs.
Connor, where you calling from?
Hello, my name is Jessica, and I'm from Southern California.
Oh, Jessica from California.
Mm-hmm.
Your first time calling in?
Oh no, I've called in quite a few times before.
Okay, is this your first time calling in on Friday?
Probably in a long time. I don't think I usually can call on Fridays. I happen to get the evening off work, so I'm able to call in today.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for calling in. God bless you.
Good.
Yeah, did you have a special prayer request?
Yeah, I'm kind of, I don't know how to describe it. I've been feeling this just need for more, need for change kind of thing lately. And I've been trying to kind of grow in my career field a little bit and possibly get, you know, land or things that I want to do, but I'm not sure kind of which path to take. So I've been wondering and thinking on kind of precisely where to go and what to pursue right now, because I have a lot of, you know, things I'd like to pursue and do and, you know, do this, but I can't do them all at the same time. So, this direction and that. And it's a, I don't
okay.
know. Especially,
now, are you trying to change career path?
No, not necessarily. Possibly. I'm in, I work with kids with special needs right now. And
that's good.
It is exactly where God has placed me, for sure. And so I'm pursuing furthering my education in that, but I'm also looking at, you know, other things to, like, which school to go to, which blah, blah, blah. Do I want to do the physical therapy part, or do I want to do the behavior part kind of stuff?
Oh, wow. You know, it takes a very special person to deal with those kids. So God bless you. You know, I give you kudos for that. It's not an easy job, easy task, you know. And so God bless you, even be with you. So I just pray for guidance and wise counseling. I pray for the wisdom of God, the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that you will know without a shadow of doubt this is where you need to be. Just the calling God wants for you. And so I pray that God will make it plain for you. He'll make it plain. He'll make it smooth. He'll make it simple. And so I don't know what's your relationship with God, but I just see, you know, how am I going to say this? Chase after him more. Chase after him. And all you do, chase after God more. Chase him. I don't know what that means, chase after him more, but run after God more. And like the Bible verse say, we seek God, seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. He's going to give you your heart desire. But I hear chase after him more. I don't know what's been going on in your life, but just like turn around and run into his arm, run into him, and he's going to make things smoother. And you're going to need the mind of Christ in the job that you do. So I pray for your mind, that mind that's in you will be in Christ to endure even the tough days, tough time, even school. School is not easy. That the mind of Christ will be in you and that you will put on the whole arm of God, even if you go even going out your door, going into the school ground, that you put on the whole arm of God. And I speak that rest and that peace be upon you in the name of Jesus. Even, I don't know why I'm seeing this, you doing a transition. It could be a transition from one place to another, a transition from one department to another, and either transition in your school. But I see a transition going on with you. And so whenever you go through that transition, it doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel like good at all. And so I'm praying that you would endure it with Christ. Endure it. Seek him more about that running after him more. And so I thank you, Father God. I thank you for the new beginning and even a new mindset. I ask you to protect her mind, protect her as she's going on this journey with school. Protect her, Father God, even in the school. And Father God, keep her covered, keep those children covered. And Father God, ask that you keep her protected in the name of Jesus. And Father God, thank you for your love, your agape love, your love cover every multitude of sins. So Father God, I thank you for that love and peace that you have with your daughter. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Thank you. That's kind of what I've been, I don't want to say feeling, but getting a sense of lately. I just feel that discomfort, like you've got me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there is that, like there's something I'm trying to like prepare for, and I don't even know what it is yet. And so, it's been strange. Like I've been wanting to pack up stuff. Like, where am I going? What am I doing?
Mm-hmm.
Like, just this desire to want to lighten my load and learn what I need to learn to be more independent. And like, where am I going? I've grown up here my entire life. Am I moved? Like, I don't have any direct say so yet. And so I've felt that pull to like want to just kind of read the whole Bible, want to just know everything else I can to be prepared, because it definitely doesn't feel good. It kind of feels, I'm not scared, I'm kind of like nervous.
Mm-hmm.
And the questions and the things that, you know, constantly want to make my head spin, you know, what about this, what about this, what do I need, what's this, what about this, just okay, hold on, let me, I don't know, I know I'm hungry for that change, but at the same time, I don't know what it is, and it makes me nervous. Thank you for praying.
Just embrace him, seek him more, embrace him, and he's going to lighten up a lot of your load. And so he just wants you to, like, do a bow face and come out to him. Come out to him more. Come out to him. And he's going to change a lot of your circumstance and your situation around. Amen.
Thank you, sister. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for calling in.
Yeah, I figured I never get a chance to call this early. Usually I'm off at my time would be like 9:30, 10 o'clock. I think you guys are just finished. I usually miss you guys. We'll be able to call any.
Well, keep calling in. Get to give us an update. Call back. You're more welcome to call us. We on all the time. Somebody's on here. So thank you for calling in, and God bless you.
Thank you. You as well.
Oh, you're welcome. Well, that's it. That's all the hands up. Thank y'all for calling in. I think I'm going to end the show. Go ahead and end the show. I don't have nothing else. I just speak that this word, even those that came on late, go back and listen. Please go back and listen. Go listen to what the word has been released about this election. And follow the instruction. Follow the instruction. Go and seek God. Go seek him. Go seek him. I can't express it anymore. Go seek God concerning the president of Canada. Go seek him. Seek him about this nation. Seek him about your region. Seek God. Seek him. It's very important to seek him. Because like I said today, praying, and I post the prayer on Facebook. I post that prayer. If anybody interested, you can look me up on Facebook. You can look up the wall of prayer on Facebook or look up my name, LaShawn Williams. I post that prayer that I recorded today on Facebook. And so I'm telling you, You know, I ain't gonna back up. God, he know how to chastise us. Him let us know we out of order and incorrect. You know, I've been holding on some of it for a while. And so I'm telling you, it's very important for you to seek God. It's very important. It's very important. I'm going to say it again. Pray for Donald Trump's help. You need to pray for his help. You need to pray for his help. And seek God on everything. Before you go to that poll, you need to seek God. There's going to be some things that's going to be uncovered. It's already. It happened today. Two things he uncovered today where he showed me in prayer. Two things was uncovered. Told you that woman was him. I mean, the Holy Spirit revealed to me who she been hanging with and what she been doing. I'm telling you, you need to see. It's very important. It's very important. I'm telling you, it's very important. You need to seek God. You need to seek God. You need to seek him. You need to seek him on what to do. I'm telling you. I ain't finna say, oh, I missed it. I'm sorry. No. I ain't doing that because I know what he showed me. And I'm firm. I'm confident. I'm bold, you know, in what the Father, I'm talking about the true Holy Spirit. You need to seek God on certain things. You need to have a relationship with him. You got to have a relationship with him. I'm telling you, as so many of y'all have been part of the ministry, even on P Prophetic Grace Network, and we have found the alarm and things have manifest. Alarms that we spoke it and it manifests. Some of the stuff manifests the next day. It didn't take no weeks and years because the Holy Spirit said his true prophet, his true intercessor, when he revealed things to him, it ain't going to take no long time. That's how you're going to know the week from the terror. It's going to happen immediately. And some things that we sound there alone right here on Prophetic Grace Network or on the prayer wall, it happened immediately. It happened. It didn't take too long. I'm telling you, just like the prayer today, when I was praying and I recorded, God began to show things immediately concerning that woman, immediately. So y'all need to pay attention and seek God. Pay attention and seek God. You need to seek him. And God bless you. May God keep you. And I pray that his light continues to shine on his true servant, even the believer, even the children. Some of y'all gonna get, God's gonna put the pen in some of y'all hand to write petitions. Okay, that's why you need to go on a fast and prayer. So God's gonna put the pen in some of your hand to write petitions for your state. There are some petitions that need to be written. And when you write that, I received this from myself because he's been speaking. Some of the petition that's gonna be written is gonna hit the hands of the Holy Spirit showed me confirmation about this because he'd been speaking to me about something. And one day I picked this lady up and she worked for Congress, the state of Texas Congress, in the White House. And I began to ask her questions. If you write letters in petition, do they read them? She said, yes, we do. Come on, y'all need, some of y'all need to write these petitions in these letters. I asked her, do y'all really read it? She said, yes, we do. So when you begin to write these letters and petitions for your state government, state legislation is going to get in the right hands to read it. And I'm telling you, God is requiring some people to write certain things. You need to write it. Whatever he tell you to do, you need to do it. You be obedient. Because if you keep, don't do it. Now, I'm trying to figure out. Y'all, I tell you, my eyes are seeing some things. I'm telling you, if you don't do it and you just sit on it, he's just going to give it to the next person. He'll pass it along. You need to do what God is requiring you to do. And be bold. Be bold with it. God bless you. Remember Jeremiah 29:11. You know the thoughts and the plan that he has towards you. Because he said so. It's for good, not a evil. So you can have that expecting in. It's for hope. Remember, the woe sounds in this hour. Woe. Remember those woe sounds. Because that's what we are. Woe unto them. Woe unto them to make evil good and good evil. You're going to hear the woe sound is going to be heard throughout this nation. Woe unto them. God bless you. Y'all have a blessed night. And remember, someone is always on Prophetic Grace Network. Pray for the leaders down here. Pray for those that come on here and pray. Pray for their covering. Intercessor, pray. Rise up, intercessor. Get on your post. Pray. Be praying throughout it. And I'm going to tell y'all, some of y'all need to go on a fast from the rest of the year. You need to go on a fast. You need to go on a fast for the rest of the year. You need to go on a fast for the rest of the year. Some of you, I'm talking about the intercessor. I'm talking about the watchman. I'm talking about your seers. You need to go on a fast for the rest of the year. Seek God on what type of fast. Seek God on what type of fast. Make it a day of fasting. Make it a day of prayer with you and your family, with you and your friend. And let me say this. I'm going to say this. Have you ever fast for your leaders? Do you not know what God will do for you when you fast and pray for the leader or people that have been labored in your life? Have you fast for them? Have you fast for that friend that's in trouble? Have you really fast for them? Start fasting for these leaders. Fast for these leaders. You need to go on a fast for them. You need to go on a fast for the body of Christ. Fast for them. Pray for them. God's going to just show you some things. And so God bless you. You have a blessed weekend. Thank you for calling in. Okay. Thank you for letting me use your computer. Let me make sure I log out.